Okay, pause everything. Did Capcom just lock Resident Evil 9 behind the PS5 and then like a greased up raccoon sneak it back onto every platform after people completely lost their shit online?
Oh, you bet your ass they did. And the best part? The entire internet's melting down over a goddamn singing zombie. Not zombie terror, not evil corporation, no. People are out here writing fanfics where the only infection is horny brain rot.
No kidding, I saw some of those comments. The stuff people are saying makes me want to delete the internet and my memory. If you ever wondered why Capcom gatekeeps, just dig through the replies hell. Half these fans would probably marry a rotting femur if it hummed the chorus to Let It Go.
And that's just the tip, folks. Today we're digging into Capcom's laziness. Recycled UI, horny zombies, fan meltdowns, and why this game feels like it was stitched together by an over-caffeinated AI with a porn addiction. Let's rip this open and watch the guts spill.
All right, so Capcom's secretive as hell with RE9 like it's the nuclear codes, but here's the kicker. They finally make it for PC, Xbox, and Switch. And the whole reason? Internet creeps, and there's zombie waifu fantasies.
It's wild, but honestly, if my fanbase started posting shit like, if I get bitten, my first move is to rail a zombie until I mutate, I'd probably hide the next sequel under a FEF. ING Rock 2. Capcom's PR team must be drinking battery acid at this point.
You know what's nuts? Capcom might have wanted to keep us out even before these creeps went public. Like, no, let's keep the final build top secret in case the fans literally start a zombie orgy. Who needs gameplay leaks when you've got that mental image?
So let's talk about the game itself. The UI is basically a dirty reprint from RE4. And rumor is, some AI slapped all the assets together during a lunch break.
Right? They even recycled antique coins from RE7. It's like Capcom's running a yard sale. Hey, look, it's the item box. Bet you missed that. Guess what? Now you're Leon again? Because why the fuck not?
$60 for what? A black screen for the death message. Not even a sad violin cue, just, you are dead. Like a ransom note from a bored intern. Capcom's idea of innovation is Control+C, Control+V, and slap a sticker on it.
It gets better. They brought Spencer back from the dead dude's been fertilizer since RE5 and threw in a Mr. X cameo and a Wesker clone for good measure. This isn't a sequel. It's a Resident Evil buffet for people who can't let go.
It's like Capcom spun the Who's Not Dead wheel and dumped half the roster in. If the next patch has Lady Dimitrescu and a zombie tofu in a hot tub, I'm not even blinking.
Don't forget they also tossed in that sickly girl from RE2 and pretended nobody would notice. Capcom thinks we're goldfish with amnesia, but really, we're just pissed off fish who remember when these games tried.
What grinds my gears is YouTubers hyping this mess. Some ordinary gamers and Penguin Zero, usually the watchdogs, suddenly acting like Capcom just cured cancer. It's good, swear. Sure, and my grandma's lemon squares are actually full of LSD.
Yeah, when even the fact checkers drop the ball, you know something's off. It's like everyone's afraid to say, hey, this is lazy. Instead, we get, look at the graphics, as if graphics ever covered up a soulless cash grab.
And the marketing? Non-existent. Capcom's strategy is to piss off fans so much, we pay out of spite. Bold move, let's see if they can alienate all 5 loyal fans left.
The worst part is Capcom blaming the PS5 and graphics. Bro, Cyberpunk 2077 runs on a potato, don't hand me that next-gen only bullshit. Madison looks better, and it's on PS4.
It's almost like Capcom staff is too busy photoshopping goo on their character renders to finish the damn game. The fans are just as unhinged, maybe they deserve each other.
If they spent half as much time on gameplay as they do on animated cleavage, maybe we'd get a game that isn't a Frankenstein's monster of recycled assets and midlife crisis energy.
So, what did we learn from this undead circus? First, Capcom's hiding RE9 wasn't about exclusivity, it's probably just shame. Second, recycled content can't fool fans with functioning eyeballs. And third, YouTubers aren't always your consumer watchdogs.
Here's your action step. Vote with your wallet. If you're sick of lazy sequels and corporate BS, don't drop cash just for nostalgia or graphics. Demand better, or at least demand more zombie sex mods to keep things spicy.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to us drag Capcom's zombie mess through the mud. Next time, maybe we'll talk about companies who still try. Until then, keep your brains and your cash out of the infection zone.